You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's going on today? Anything fun?
Nothing too fun. Kids are at school, just kind of relaxing before I have to go start picking them up.
Well, you've got like hours, don't you?
Well, no, my preschooler gets out in at 10:55.
Oh, okay. So yeah, not much time
hours,
then.
Yeah, and then the other ones, they do get out a little later, but.
Yeah.
Well, boy, it seems like life is just one series of shuttling kids one place or another, isn't it, Sarah?
It is.
Oh, man. We need one of those teleportation device things. You just put them in a little transporter like Star Trek and just
zip
send them
off
on their way.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Well,
think about how that would, think for a moment about how that would completely upend everything on the planet. I mean, everything would change. There would be no more commuting anywhere.
Yeah, better moods, probably.
There would be no more going through, like, TSA, the waiting in line, getting on a plane. Travel would be instantaneous.
Better for the environment.
Better for the environment.
Yeah.
Make
travel super easy.
These are the things I think about, Sarah. How would the world
That would make life so much easier.
You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I am.
All right. Your letter is the letter R, as in robot. R. 10 seconds. Please give us five animals that start with an R. Animals that begin with an R. Ready? And go.
Rabbit, raccoon, rhinoceros. Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Red panda, rhino.
Oh, rhino twice.
So close. Rat would have been a good one.
I was going to say rat was a biggie.
There you go.
Missed.
A rattlesnake.
A rattlesnake.
Oh, there's another one.
Well,
Sarah,
you know what? That was a good try.
Now you can
thank
go relax.
You so much.
No pressure.
Yeah,
go relax.
Do that relaxing.
All
have
right,
a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show and hanging with your boys. Means a lot to us. Aaron, what are you up to today?
Good morning. Oh, just hanging out, applying for jobs.
Are you? What are you looking for? What kind of job?
Well, I'm actually a founder of a mental health program, so really applying to become a state vendor.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It sounds really important, but I don't know what any of that means.
It is.
What does it mean?
It is.
Yeah.
Getting mental health skills to kids in schools. That's our goal.
You're a good human. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Sure.
Thank you.
It seems like a very heavy career. What do you do for fun?
Hike, snowboard, hang out with my kids, read books. I'm always doing
what
something.
What are you reading right now?
Oh, man, I'm not good at book titles.
That's all right.
It's the one about a vampire and... I'm always bad with the authors. Like, everybody always, you know, rattles off to me, I'm reading such and such book by so-and-so. And I just, I always just am a title guy. I'm like, I don't care about the authors, really.
I don't even do titles. I have no space in my brain for that.
What about the genre? Like, what genre is it?
Is it romance?
Is it nonfiction?
I'm pretty certain it's about a couple having issues, like every other book.
Oh, so it could be any genre then.
That's pretty funny,
Aaron.
To be
honest, I read about one page before I fall asleep. So.
Yeah,
I get you.
I
totally
feel you there,
you
too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes. So how far are you actually into the book?
3 pages.
You know, I've been reading it for about a year, I think, and I'm on page 30. Just kidding.
Hey, I tell you what, I read, the other day, I read like 2 chapters in this book, and I put it down, and I was like, I don't remember a thing that I just read. I have no idea what I just read.
Our eyes just
That's
scan
why
over it.
Audibles are so nice.
That's
yes.
funny. You know, the thing about it, too, is that I was reading a book a few weeks ago that I was so into, and one night I was so tired that it was almost making me upset because I was like, I'm really into this. I want to keep reading it, but I was just, my eyes were just like closing.
Yeah.
Because it was so late, and I was actually getting pissed. Yeah. Let's play some Rattle Off. What do you think? Aaron, you want to win?
All right. Let's do it. I do.
Again, to everyone who's on hold, don't hang up even if Aaron gets it. We still want to talk to everybody. Which one are you getting? The next one that's coming up seems sort of easy. I don't know.
I like easy as long as it's not book titles.
It's not book titles. No. It's about food.
Try to stay awake here.
I like food.
All right.
Okay. 10 seconds. We're looking for five foods that are round. Five foods that are round. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Oranges, apples, grapefruit, kiwi, cantaloupe. Was that all five?
Well, I have a little beef with the apple.
You wouldn't call that a round fruit?
I guess it's round.
Do you have a better name for it besides round?
It's wonky.
I guess because the way
You're
I wasn't
the
looking at...
I mean, the top of it's round.
I wasn't looking at spheres. I was thinking as you look down on a food...
I was waiting for pizza and donut and...
And a cookie.
A cookie.
And a...
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. I'm a healthy mom.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Listen to the two fat boys here.
Oh, no. I
pizza
see my
and cookies.
I
yeah.
eat the pizza and donuts.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, donuts are round.
Donuts
Pie.
Are round. Yeah.
Cake.
Okay.
See, I would have not called them round because they have a hole in the middle. And I don't
But
know.
They're round. You could roll them down a hill. They're round. They're like a wheel.
You could do the same with an apple.
You probably
could. I mean,
could.
A tire is round and it's got a hole in the
and
middle.
And those are
it.
Delicious.
What do you got against holes, Aaron?
I mean, nothing. I was going to make an inappropriate joke, but I wasn't.
We were all thinking it, Aaron. We were all waiting for somebody to say
it. We were waiting to see who was going to be the first.
That was harder than the actual challenge here.
There are kind of people. I guess we got to give it to her.
Give it to you, baby.
Okay.
Yes!
Yay for round apples.
I turned on the radio late. What did I win?
Oh, a great prize. Yeah. Listen, stand by. And Josh
will fill you in
with you about all okay. of that, okay?
It's a prize you can take your
okay.
kids to, so you'll have fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can feed them
Wonderful.
Healthy food first.
Pack an apple.
Yeah. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, we try to be the best. We try to be the best. That's always our goal. All right, well, I'm going to say, yeah.
Winner, chicken dinner.
All right, Aaron won, and I'm going to write a side note, apples with a question mark. Yeah, I don't know.
All
Here's
right.
Ellie. Hi, Ellie. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
What do you think? Apples round? What do you think?
I don't know. Those are an odd shape.
Yeah, they're not perfectly round, but
no,
I guess we didn't say no. perfectly.
Perfectly round-ish.
But I mean, even the pizza's not perfectly round.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Oh, well, whatever. It's just life. It's just the game rattle off. What are you doing today, Ellie?
I am driving to school.
Okay.
What school?
I'm nursing school.
Oh, that's good.
We have an awful lot of nursing students who listen to this show. Why do you think that is?
Because you boys are the best.
We're big with nurses. That or you guys are starting the nursing program and then you bail out, so then they need more people.
Ah,
that could be
right.
it, too, because I'm sure it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to get through.
Yes, it is.
What's the best part? What's the most exciting thing that you've learned?
Pretty much how to take care of people. Like, there's just so many different things that you have to do, and I think it's all interesting. So
there's not one thing though you get kind of excited about. You're like, hey, today's catheter day.
Hey.
Oh no, totally. The IVs. That's my thing.
You like the IVs?
Okay,
huh?
So that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask if you've already done the IV training, because I remember when my daughter-in-law was doing the IV training when she went to nursing school, and she wanted to practice on me, and I was having none of it. It's like, no way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who did you practice on?
We practiced on each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Then we went to clinicals and actually did it on real people. So.
How'd you do?
I did pretty good.
You're good poker.
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Took you two or three times, but, you know, found it.
That's fine.
Found a vein.
What type of nursing would you preferably like to end up doing?
I'm hoping to do labor and delivery.
Oh, solid. Good for you. Well done.
I'm saying I've got a very dear friend of mine who's been in labor and delivery over at Swedish for like 30-something years, and she says every day it is still just an absolute delight.
Yeah. Those nurses are saints when it comes to that.
They are.
Very positive people.
And she is exactly the right person to be doing that with a giant heart of gold. She's doing exactly the right thing. So I'm pulling for you, Ellie. I want this to be your thing.
Oh, thank you.
You get to see little miracles every day then, right? Mm-hmm. Every day, little miracles.
And you get to see dads freaking out in the delivery room.
Yeah. So our nurse, right after the birth of our son, you know, you got to get the placenta out of there. So they had the placenta sitting there on the table, and the nurse goes over to the placenta and sticks her fingers into it and pulls out the sack that the baby's in and, like, just gets her feet and just totally opens it up. She's like, isn't this the coolest thing ever? Yes, it is. It is.
Did she put it on her head like a hairnet or anything?
But then
like
she
that?
Put it on her head and ran out. That was the weird part.
Or hold it up to your face and stick your tongue through it, you know?
It was something. I mean, you nurses get into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will say it takes a special breed
to
get excited about that kind of stuff.
To stick your fingers into somebody's placenta. It's just, that takes a special person.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well, good luck, Ellie.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's been a joy talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
We didn't opt to keep it. There's all sorts of options now with what you can do with that.
Some people eat it.
You can dry it out and turn it into a powder and take the capsules and all sorts of things. It's a big world out there, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't need that, I don't think. Hi, Emma. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
This has been a great day. The phone calls and the text messages have both been, I'm giving them both at least an 8.5.
Easily 500 messages came in today on text. Easily.
Insane.
People seem to like it.
I hope I don't bring down the average.
Well, you're doing all right.
You're already at least 8.5, and you have a chance of going higher.
You're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
What do you
have performance anxiety.
You do?
You do?
No.
Over around everything or just phone calls to Dom and Jeremy?
You know, that's a really specific thing. It would be one of those things that you didn't know you had until you experienced. No, I don't really have performance anxiety. I'm just anxious about, like, kind of everything all the time.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm that way, too. It seems like it's constantly now. It's every little thing I'm anxious about.
He's a very worried person.
I probably should go talk to somebody about it, but...
But he's worried about doing that, so...
Exactly. Therapy, like, it's good, but, like... I'm too anxious to go. I don't want to cry. I think I'm bad at this.
I don't want to have to cry in front of somebody, Emma.
Exactly. I'm completely with you on that.
Yep.
Not me. I went. I thought, great.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy for you, Dom.
And I cried.
Right, yeah.
I did.
Good.
They got tissues all
well
over the place, man.
This radio host is.
He's really well adjusted.
Totally
right
well.
Now, my palms are so sweaty, Emma. What do you do for a living?
I work for a like an alternative charter school, so kids with behavioral issues go here, and I do like the activities programming, so sports, arts, events, things like that.
Shoot, another good human.
What kind of art stuff is going on right now?
Not all that much. We had to cancel our spring sports because we didn't have enough teams, so I'm kind of just like scrambling to find something athletic for the kids to do.
Dodgeball. It's dodgeball time.
Do you want to give a bunch of like 17-year-old boys who like already have behavioral issues an excuse to hit each other?
Because this is a productive way to do it, and they get exercise, and they can take out their aggression by playing a game of dodgeball. It's better than fighting out on the school field.
I don't know what's
and
right
you're
in this
right,
situation.
But contact sports are terrifying. We just got done with basketball, and I think it took 10 years off my life.
With just basketball? That's not really like a contact.
Excuse me, man. It's huge.
You bump a little bit. You bump.
Come on.
It's not like football.
People get really offended by that.
You watch some of those players underneath the rim, man.
I know.
That
they fall down.
Serious.
I've seen them fall down. If you like dodgeball,
all right,
be
so
productive.
You ruled out art, you ruled out sports. Well, I'm not
what
sure
else can
what
you
your
do?
Job is anymore, Emma.
Right, exactly. That is kind of the crux of it.
Drama. Do they have like a drama class or?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be good.
I would love that. I would love that. But we're kind of a unique model. We have sites throughout the like Denver metro area.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a co-op model. And so we like, you can't do like a central drama class. The kids can't come to it.
So no sports, no arts, no drama, which is everything that you do for this job. What else is there?
Study hall, maybe? Can we just do study hall and just sit there?
Video game class? Coding?
That's a great idea. We had...
But we don't have computers.
We
don't...
last year. No, we do have. It's online curriculum.
Okay. Coding, then.
Yeah.
Teach them coding.
That's a good idea. I will throw that, but I don't think that's me because that's STEM. I think I'd have to toss that to the academic people. They would get mad if I
There's another aspect of your job that you're out
Once
of.
Once again, Emma, I'm not sure what you're doing.
Is there band?
That's a great question.
Can you do band?
No, there's no band.
No band, even.
Cares about music. I
this is
about
the worst
music.
School ever, Emma.
This is hilarious. Your job, you can't do any of the things that you are tasked
cooking.
With
How about like a home ec cooking?
No, they'll burn the school
yeah,
down.
Yeah, they have that, but that's an elective. It's not me.
Not you again.
but I'm doing like a lot of work for graduation right now. They're like office team building things. Like I mean, the kids like me because like I show up and do fun.
You just have a good personality.
Just show up. You know, we've always said on this show that's 95% of every job is just showing up. And Emma is the poster child for this.
Right?
You got a killer personality and you show up. So
that's
85% of it.
You have gone from an 8.5 to a 9 just from all the conversations.
Yeah. You're a
I'm
rock
so glad
star.
To hear that. I'm pretty hilarious. So
are you? Well, you've definitely snowed the administration at this school because they keep paying you, and you're really not doing anything. I mean, it's hilarious.
That is not true. I have a lot to do. It's just not a lot of it is my job.
Okay. You just pass things off.
You're
good at delegating.
Sometimes,
she's a delegator.
You know what I'm starting to suspect? I'm starting to suspect, with no proof whatsoever, that Emma might have some photographs of the principal that she is keeping in reserve, and they don't dare let her go because she's got the
Emma needs
evidence.
Due for a raise again. Emma, can you believe it? You're due for a raise again.
Wow. No, I mean, I do have a lot to do. I don't want, like, what if my CEO is, like, listening to this right now? I have a lot to do. I'm a valuable member of our team.
Are you at work right now?
I'm actually in the parking lot. I called because I was stuck in traffic.
Okay.
So I was like,
so
oh, I'm going to be late.
And
so
you're
I'm
late.
And now you're calling
to a couple of radio,
radio guys. Yeah, so you're going to be late even more.
I called because I was stuck in traffic, and I thought it would. And then, of course, it cleared right up. But you specifically asked people to stay on the line, and I followed instructions.
That is kind of you.
Oh, that's good.
I love that.
Now, you said you're a valuable team member. What do you think makes you valuable other than your sparkling personality?
That's about 9/10 of it. But I also, I have a background in the arts. I'm a trained musician. So I was kind of brought on to, kind of help revamp the arts program here. But
they don't have an arts
program.
Right, yeah,
arts,
exactly.
So that's a bummer.
The sports person quit. So now I'm doing all the sports, which I don't know anything
but
about.
There's no sports. So.
Yeah, you know, look.
Pickleball. Pickleball's non-contact.
Pickleball. I tried pickleball, but there's too much equipment involved in that. We don't know.
Okay, so that's
out.
Okay.
Tetherball? Are we good with tetherball?
Yeah, but I need to find I need tetherballs for that.
Okay, so it's your. That's
you need
out.
Some people to donate to your school. Like, big time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing is fundraising right now. I mean, like I'm doing other things that are for my department that are not sports or
like one thing. What? I'm still waiting for one. What are you doing today? Like, what's on your agenda today? What will you do?
Okay. I'm going to go in. I have a couple posters and a couple flyers that I need to submit for approval. I'm going to be writing, we're doing like a kindness month thing. So I'm going to be writing the chain email and the exercises to go out to the students and staff for that. I have we're doing an overnight in May, and I'm working on like the agenda for that.
What's the overnight? What does that mean?
At the school?
Like a lock-in?
Like a camping trip.
A camping trip.
Now we're talking. Okay.
There we go. S'mores.
She does do some stuff.
There will be s'mores. Hey!
Emma,
I do not just play Sudoku on my phone the whole day. Just like three quarters of it.
You've got to know that one of our taglines on this show is we kid because we love.
So. Oh, I know. I'm not offended.
Good. Yeah, right. It's a good way to live.
It's the only way to
live. Yeah, I try my best.
Good for you.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Inglewood. I'm from here.
Inglewood.
The Pirates, weren't they? The Inglewood Pirates, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the high school. But I went to Cherry Creek, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it is funny. The district is just so gerrymandered, and there's, like, this one, like, little sliver of Inglewood. So I got to go to Creek, but it was, like kids had like Teslas in the parking lot, and like it was an experience for sure. I'm very fortunate to have had it.
Yeah, all those high roller kids, huh? All right,
how old are you?
I'm 20. How old am I? 23.
Okay. Well, I don't think you could be any. I'm going to put you up to like a 9.2. You could not be more charming.
Okay. You're
9.2.
Fun.
I'll take it.
You're a good human.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I called you guys, and this might increase or decrease my rating. I called you guys, like, last year sometime. Yeah. And I told you this, like, story about Maroon 5 and an ex-boyfriend who, like, you probably don't remember. But I just, like, called because you had said, I'm going to play Maroon 5 if nobody calls. Like, it was a bad thing. So I called, and they were like, why are you calling? And I was like, anything to stop Maroon 5, ha, ha, ha. And then you were like, what do you have against Maroon 5? And so then I just spun this entirely improvised BS story about, like, an abusive ex-boyfriend in middle school named Carl with a K, and it was completely fake, and I'm so sorry. I felt guilty about it since then.
You've been sitting on this for a year that you can't? You gave us a fake story?
I did.
No.
Because I was
no.
Anxious.
I want to give you kudos and props for that.
If you made up a story,
if you can think on the fly and get us.
You just went to a 9.7.
Don't feel bad about that at all.
Yeah. And it caused me to dig up some Maroon 5 to play.
Well, but, and I like Maroon 5. Like, I really do, and I did at the time. I just, like, I was too anxious to admit that I had misunderstood the joke.
Oh, so you just made up a BS story.
I just went with it. Yeah, it was like 7 minutes. We talked for a really long time.
Well, and you pulled it out of your butt, huh?
Now we're at 11 minutes today.
Yeah,
so when next time you call back, we'll probably talk to you for 25.
What did you lie to us about this time?
Yeah.
You're not even a teacher, are you?
No, she doesn't work for a school.
I'm not a teacher, but I never said I was a teacher.
Oh, whatever you do.
who cares? I'm going to play what I think might be Maroon 5's best song.
All
and
right.
Nobody really plays it that much anymore.
Right.
But I like because it was like their first single, I think, and they rocked it. It like rocks hard. And it's like,
what
that's what we need. Well, you just got to stick around and listen, Emma.
What
it's coming
is
up
it?
As soon as we're done talking.
I have to go into the office.
No. I'm going to put you on hold.
Turn it on.
And you can
office.
Sit here for just 5 seconds and listen to this song and rock out, okay?
Okay,
you're
thank
a teacher.
You guys.
Rock out with
She's
your chalk.
She's not a teacher.
I know, but I had to do the chalk joke.
Oh, sorry.